Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, buddy. It's time to win some money, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Numerically, please dial 800-543-3548.
Or spell it out, 800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, let's go with caller number 17. If you get in, you'll get to play Beat the Bank
Extreme!
17, Extreme, that rhymed a little bit. Uh-huh. That sounded nice. All right, you need that password in order to pick the vault. And whatever vault you pick, it's going to have some money in there. It could have up to $5,000. Now, your job is to stay in there as long as you can, Kid Nation. So good luck while you dial in. And right now, let's see what Jenna's been into this week. It's time for That's What I Like with our girl, Jenna Owens.
That's coming up what here I like
on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's so fine. I don't need my intro song. I'll
that's
just go into
I like
what I like.
That's what I like. That's yeah what Jenna like.
Whoa!
That's what Jenna
very
like.
Very prepared on Friday. Okay.
All right, it's Friday.
That's what we like.
Yeah. I don't mind.
We have a lot of songs that we're playing with the Beat the Bank and stuff and all that.
A lot going on. Well, here's another song for you. Now, this isn't an unheard of band, an artist by any means, but it just came out today. I love Major Lazer. I don't know if you like Major Lazer. I work out to them a lot.
More They're of a fan of Minor Lazer.
Major Lazer and Khalid got together and have this single out called Trigger.
Oh, babe, can't tell you why we ain't getting high no more. Try so hard. There's something I've been feeling and well on. But we never used to be. Either we're arguing or you leave. We both know something's missing. I've been holding on. Holding on to nothing. You don't care too much. And it's obvious that you're already gone. So I'll leave you with. Aim it at my chest then. If I love is a drug, you're the one with the trigger. Shoot me down, shoot me down. I don't wanna remember. Yeah, don't try to change
like your
mind.
Yeah. Still killing it.
Yeah. He's great. I love this. It's a little gentler for Major Lazer, but it's cool. I really like it. All right, Tracy.
Yeah.
You brought up a viral haunted house this week, and we spoke about it.
McCamey Manor, where you can, if you complete it, you can win $20,000, or you'll be awarded $20,000, and it doesn't cost anything to get in except some dog food. But it's, we looked into it. It's torture. There's been documentaries.
The yeah, so I was like, I know I've seen this house before because I'm a freak and I would travel to go to anything like that. You always hear about haunted houses if you make it through, on and on and on. No one can get through. So this, the deal with this is it's not a haunted house. This is just a guy that's torturing you and it's psychological terrorism, basically. You know, blindfolding you and covering you in mud and waterboarding you.
You know, going back to it, if you were listening, we're talking like, I wonder if some Navy SEALs or Marines could go through this and make it because they get trained in difficult situations.
Like they get taught if they're captured what to do, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And apparently somebody wrote and they said they watched something and a Marine or a SEAL has tried it and they even had to bail out.
Okay, so this brings me to something I do like. I don't like that, but I saw this a year ago on a show that I watched on Netflix called Dark Tourist.
Uh-huh.
Dark Tourist is this guy, and it's a docuseries. It's 8 episodes. He goes
Shout out.
Are you a Dark Tourist?
Yes, okay. I have been from time to time. Yeah.
So dark tourism is this subset of tourism. You know, people like to go to landmarks and see touristy things. So this is where people like to travel and see haunted stuff and really dark things. But this show's fabulous. There's 8 episodes I watched, but so he visits, you know, different locations that have experiences that most of you would not be interested in, right? So like a death-worshipping cult in Mexico.
Shout out.
Tourists that go to Fukushima so they can see, you know, swim in like radiated waters, which is very bizarre.
Why would you want to swim in radiation?
People that are vampires in New Orleans. So there's a subset of people there that believe that they're vampires. I'm sorry, I should just say you are vampires, yes. And so he visits them. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, he does all sorts of crazy stuff, and this was one of the places that he went, and it's I believe it's in the very last episode, so I've seen it before. So if you want to watch more about this, because you've been like one of my girlfriends, I want to go try this. No, you don't. Go watch Dark Tourist on Netflix this weekend. Yeah, but it's a good show. Some of the stuff's really creepy. I didn't even know it existed out there.
Did you see the New Orleans episode? The vampire people?
I watched all of them, but I also watched this in early 2018.
Do they drink? They drink blood?
Yeah.
They do?
I don't remember where they're getting it from.
Oh. I'm guessing animals, right? Hopefully not humans.
You don't know. I mean, if you're really that into it, wouldn't you sacrifice your blood for someone else? If y'all both
hook each other up.
Age?
Or rob a blood bank?
Yeah.
Not to derail you, Jenna, but I read just this morning.
But he's going to derail you.
Yeah, go ahead.
That if you walk through a graveyard, it makes you a nicer person. So walk through a graveyard this Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you read that out?
Right here on Lifestyle Information Service. It says if you can walk through a graveyard this Halloween, do it. You'll come out the other side a nicer person. A recent study found that walking through a graveyard made people 40% more likely to help a stranger than walking down an ordinary block.
Why? Because you're happy that you're not dead, or what is it? Is it awareness about life?
It's from Personality and Social Psychology Review, a research journal.
What are they doing? Are they interviewing people as they exit the graveyard? Yeah. What do you feel like doing right now?
Helping.
I help somebody. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I usually feel sad when I leave a cemetery.
There's a park where I live in Waxahachie that...
You're derailing Jenna's bit.
Yeah, it goes right through the cemetery.
I don't mind.
It's a regular park.
Right, back to Jenna's regularly scheduled.
Have you
been?
I like. Do you feel happy? Do you want to help someone?
Yeah, I came out. Man, I came out wanting to do good deeds.
And since we're on the Halloween subject, and I have to thank a Kid Nation member for this. She's like, Jenna, you have to check out this app. You can take a photo. Maybe you're not really in the mood to go out for Halloween, but you want a cool Halloween photo. Photo Lab is this cool app. You can do really incredible things. This isn't just as simplistic as Instagram filters, putting yourself over... You know, over your face. This will actually like turn half your face into a pumpkin in a really artistic way. Just a really fun thing play around with. I'm sure your kids would like it too. Photo Lab is the app to download for that. And then this I came across this morning, so I have to share. I love my Amazon Echo that I have at home that I got, from becoming Amazon Prime. They have an incredible deal on it right now. If you sign up for their unlimited music bundle, that's just $7.99 a month, you get this Amazon Echo Dot for 99 cents. So if you've been wanting one, all you have to do is go get the music membership. I'm assuming you could cancel it if you didn't want that after a month, but you'll get an Amazon Echo Dot right now for 99 cents.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I think it's $50. So anyway, it's cool. I love
it. Yeah, I got to get a new music membership because iTunes is going away, right? The way that the formatted is
they're
right
changing
now,
it, yeah.
They're changing it where you have to be a subscription. I'm not really sure what's happening.
And I saw a lot of artists are boycotting right now. They're like with Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Why are they mad at Amazon?
I think for some of the beliefs or some who they're affiliated with, I just saw the tag or the article.
Oh, it's like political?
I think it might be political.
But remember, with your Alexa, Amazon Echo, whatever device you have, you can stream any of your playlists or songs. Yeah. I mean, you can just set it up via Bluetooth. But, I mean, hey, 99 cents, and Christmas is coming up. I'm respecting Halloween, but, like, you should buy something that's 99 cents for someone.
Yeah, re-gift it or something.
Yeah.
Or just listen to the radio, by the way. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's really fun to, ask it to tell a joke. The joke's never very good.
We know jokes. JC knows jokes.
You know you can play games on it as well? Yeah. Trivia games and stuff.
Tell me a joke, JC.
Okay. Jenna.
What?
What's at the bottom of the ocean and just twitching a lot?
I don't know what.
A nervous wreck.
And we laughed all night.
See?
Best joke ever.
Take that, Amazon Echo Dot.
Yeah.
And we're free. No 99 cents needed here.
Jenna,
why are you hating on my 99 cent Amazon Echo Dot?
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Where were French fries made?
Where?
Greece.
Oh.
In Greece, guys.
And we laughed all night. See ya.
We got this.
Al, so fine. This is what I do. Al.
You want a Halloween
Al, what? What is it?
Yeah, come on, JC.
What are ghosts afraid of?
What?
Boobies.
You just wanted to say boobies. You're such a...
That doesn't even really make sense.
Just go with it, okay?
I don't like that one. And that's something I don't like. Yeah.
If you're into anything that Jenna's into this week, we'll post it at KidNation.com. We'll have the Major Lazer and Khalid song. We'll have that Dark Tourist show if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
We'll have that Photo Lab app if you want to make your face look all cool and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you like some money, Kid Nation, so let's get to it. And
beat the bang.
Beat the bang.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Start the weekend with a little good luck. Take a vacation or buy a new car. Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Yeah, you thought I was going one way, went another way.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to ride.
Juked me out. Expect the unexpected with Big Al, man.
Never know, man. Never know.
Uh-huh.
And it's free.
Hopefully, two-time patio award-winning champ. We'll find out today.
Find out soon.
Find out today. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Good.
What you up to?
So freaking excited. I've never, ever been able to get through.
Today, girl.
Today is your lucky day. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully a little payday, and maybe we'll get you a little extra pay here. What you got going on today? You working?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I work in a prison.
Oh,
what do you do there?
Mailroom, grievance, and risk management.
Are you supposed to be, do you read all the letters that they're sending out and make sure everything's cool?
I scan through them.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever have a file in a letter that they receive?
No.
Or a file in a cake?
What's the number one thing they try to sneak by?
Dirty pictures.
Yeah, and that's not allowed, right?
No.
Do you keep them? What do you do with them?
I don't even like to look at them.
I bet some of them are just so nasty.
You probably come across them and you're like, ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Very interesting, Jen.
Very interesting.
Interesting job.
Has interesting job.
All right, Jenny. Well, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Password. There you go, girl.
Accepted.
That's it right there. Now, we have a bunch of the vaults lined up. The ones that have not been used up, that's the one you want to pick. And then you'll get in there. Which vault would you like?
24.
Vault number 24. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
And here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
Yeah, all right, Jenny, you're going to hop in that vault, and the banker's going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts, but we have no idea when that vault door is going to shut. It could go up to $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. It's just on you to feel it out and shout stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And if it shuts on you, unfortunately, you're going to get nothing, but you'll be the same as you are right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Right.
And again, if you hear that word 1,000, make sure you yell stop. It will not go up any higher. So if it's 1,000, 2,000, or 5,000, just say stop because it will not go higher. Okay?
Okay.
I gotcha.
All right,
girl.
You got us.
She's like, I got it. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Jenny, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Extreme.
70. 120. 200. 260. 320. 380. 410. 470.
Did you say stop?
Yeah, 470.
Okay. $470 for Jenna.
Very quiet, but we heard you.
Yeah, Jenny, we got you. All right, what are you going to do with $470?
Spend it.
I don't know.
Spend it. Burn the dirty picture she found. That worked. All right, well, that's all yours to keep. Don't you worry about losing it because we're going to stuff it in your pocket. But just for fun, Jenny, let's see how high it would have gone.
550. 580. 640. 770. 820.
Gosh.
900. 5,000.
No!
Are you freaking kidding me?
Jenny.
And there's more than one, right?
There's more than one, Kelly.
So it's not off the table,
Jenny.
Hey.
Oh, well, at least I got something. I'm happy with that.
There you go. Yes, you are.
Yeah. You just never know.
You never know. Hey, you play. You want safe with it? You wanted the money? You got your money.
Oh.
Want to shout out to your prison? What's the name of your prison?
Billy Moore Correctional Center.
All right.
Shout out, prisoners.
Yeah. What's up?
You know y'all are listening.
Yeah, we
could have had $5,000, but she got $470.
Now, y'all be nice to her today.
Right?
Don't make her feel bad.
Yeah, hold on for us, Jenny. We'll get you set up with your money. All right, we found one of the $5,000 vaults. It was vault number 24.
I feel sick. I know, it's sickening.
Hey. Man, George is like, yes.
No. maybe.
Yeah, but you don't have to say that aloud.
All right, Kid Nation. So we do have more $5,000 vaults out there, so you just got to find them. We'll have another password for you coming up in about 35 minutes, so forget the one that Jenny just used because we're going to switch it up for you.
If that had been yesterday, we would have given it away because everybody yesterday had been going
for it.
Yesterday, Tina let it close on her, and Jennifer, as she stopped at 5:30, but it did go up to 6:70, so she stopped at the right time.
It's hard, but if you got nerve... Man, it could pay off.
All right.
It'll cost you everything.
$5,000 will get you feeling good this morning, but we want to know why you're feeling good, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
Tell us about the awesome things going on in your world. What are you looking forward to this weekend? You got some good plans? Something awesome happened to you in the last couple days? We want to hear all about it. Share your Good News Friday stories with us next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we did give away some money with Beat the Bank Extreme. Jenny won $470, but if you missed it, it was a $5,000 vault.
Painful.
Yeah, we found one of those.
Oh.
Don't worry, there's still more out there for you.
That's the thing, we found one of them.
That's right, that's right, Kelly.
It's not off the table.
Some $2,000 vaults are still out there, $1,000 vaults still out there, plenty to be had. We'll have another password for you coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. But right now, let's feel good.
And that should make you feel good.
We call this Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Hit us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
Now, these are the stories you want to share with us because they're going to make us smile and they're going to make the rest of Kid Nation smile. Madeline wrote us and said, I feel so good. My husband's a police officer, has been working the night shift for 6 months. Mm. Well, he's back on days this week.
Awesome.
Now he gets to be home to tuck our two sweet babies into bed every single night. And as a parent, that is huge.
Awesome.
For him and for you.
Yep.
And for your kids that he gets to be there. Happy Friday for you. What else do we have out there on social media, Anna?
Yeah, we're at Kid Nation on all the social media platforms. From our Instagram DMs, I'm surprising my boyfriend for his birthday with his entire family from Brazil. Which, that's so cool, is flying in his entire family.
Whoa.
I would cry. That's a feel good.
That
feel good Friday.
Definitely a cool feel good and surprise.
It ain't cheap.
No. Super cool.
Brazil. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's your feel good?
I just know it's going to be an amazing day because I work in a pharmacy and it is storming in New Orleans, which means that it's going to be slow and nobody's going to come pick up their stuff. And I'll actually get to get things done and buy my staff lunch. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is. A slow day at work thanks to the storm.
When is she going to the game, like some of our staff? Hey, Anna, you're going to Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Anna's feel good along with Lacey and Amy. Mm-hmm. And is Cammie going as well?
No, Cammie is busy. But me, Lacey, and Amy are crashing the annual guys trip to LSU.
This is the first time girls have crashed.
Yeah.
I know.
But you know what?
They're making them take a separate car.
That's exactly right. They're not allowed to ride with.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Trey, who's going on the guys trip this year. How do you feel about the ladies coming along?
Oh, I love it.
See,
they're all fun ladies, and we're a fun group.
But why can't they ride in the car?
No, it can't. Guys have to have their own car.
Please, jump in with us. If you want to be a part of that mess, jump in.
We're willingly taking another car.
There you go. Yeah, it gets a little weird.
Do you want to be in a car with a bunch of guys for a lot of hours, and they're going to be all eating and doing guy things?
We're a very fun group, so if you've got a tailgate going on, and you want us to swing on by and crowd? We got tickets and hotel rooms. We just need a place to party. So if there's a tailgate, you guys want to invite us
out? They don't party in Baton Rouge.
No, every tailgate. They're so nice.
DM at Kid Nation on Instagram. DM Anna on Instagram. Me at On The Tradio. We just need some people to party with.
You could have the cast or some of the cast of the Kid Craddock Morning Show showing up to your tailgate.
Telling you, they're so mind-blowingly nice in Baton Rouge that when I went to a game last season, every tailgate whether they knew me or not, you know, from the show. It was just, come to our tailgate. Here, try our food. And everything was so delicious. I got so full, though, I couldn't get drunk. I ate so much food.
Football brings people together.
When I went to Texas Tech's tailgates, too. It's like, everybody's
so friendly.
When you're at a tailgate,
football fans,
everybody's family, you know, it's great.
You'll be walking by a tailgate, they'll notice you don't have a beer, and they'll go, hey, you need a beer, and they'll toss you one.
Right? Yeah.
Just like that.
I'm so excited. So let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, at AnnaCast31.
There you go. Mariah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. So this is a pretty cool weekend for you guys. What's going on?
So I'm a part of Alpha Delta at Texas Wesleyan University at Fort Worth.
Yep.
And today is our Big Little reveal. And so our 18 new members are finding out who their bigs are.
Do you get to be a big this year?
I do, actually. I'm my second one, and I'm a senior. I graduate this semester, so I'm, like, super excited to get another one. And, like, bond with her before I leave.
See, I didn't do the sorority thing, so I don't know what this exactly means.
It's like
you have somebody you...
It's like your big sister.
Mentor.
Yeah, it's like your mentor. They help you out, right?
Yeah, so, like, we're supposed to be there to help you understand different things about the sorority, but also in life. So if you have something going on and you don't know who to talk to, like, we're supposed to be that shoulder you lean on and, like, the shoulder you cry to.
And they give you cool gifts. They'll give you candy and food.
Yeah. So all week they've been getting, like, little small gifts. And then tonight they get, like, a really cool T-shirt that we designed for them. And then, like, a whole basket full of a bunch of different stuff.
Out on everything.
Awesome. Mariah, do you guys do the big sis thing, too, for fraternities? Like, do you have a little bro in a fraternity as well?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I still talk to my big sis and my big bro.
Oh, really?
From back in college, yeah. Chris lives in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He got done with the Marines, and he's living out there in New Orleans. He listens to our show and everything.
Shout out, Chris.
And Erica, my big sis, lives in Sacramento, so I have not talked to her in about a couple years. But, yeah, you keep in touch.
Very cool.
Are lifelong friendships you're forming.
Very cool.
Congratulations, Mariah. Have fun with your reveal. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Hit us with your Feel Good Friday.
I'm feeling great because my husband and I both got promotions in the same week.
Wow.
What?
Awesome.
I'm a new school administrator, and we just found out this morning that he's moving up. He got a $20,000 raise.
Wow.
How'd you find out this morning? Like, somebody call you this time of morning and tell you you got a raise? That's a great day.
That's a great, great day.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are excited. More than excited.
Awesome.
Oh, what are you guys going to buy to celebrate?
I don't even know. We have a big costume party this weekend, and I don't even know what we're going to do. Maybe a big trip. We'll see.
I suggest a horse.
Oh, stop.
No, you
just need to go out for a really nice steak dinner.
Treat yourself.
Toast each other.
Yeah.
And, yeah, be a nice way to market.
Get the glass of wine that costs $12 this time, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah. Go for it. You got the raise.
I still don't know how to pick wine. When I'm ordering by the glass, I'll just pick the one that's in the middle.
I'll study
it for a while, like I'm really.
Yeah, look at the wine.
Yeah.
You don't ever go. Never pick the cheapest one.
Where is this from?
Never pick the most expensive. Go right in the middle, so you look like you kind of know what you're doing.
What kind of grapes are these?
I'm the dork that'll be talking like about the wines, and I want to fit in with the waiter.
Right.
I'll be like, what about this one? And I'll name it. And he goes, that's champagne. It's like, yeah, of course. I was testing you.
Nice legs.
Yeah. Hey, Tori.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I love what you're getting into. All right, what's your Feel Good Friday?
I am a single mom of three boys, and I just got accepted into a PhD program for criminology.
Wow. Awesome.
All right then,
good
girl.
For you. You're going to be like CSI?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, so technically what I'm going to be doing, the technical talk, is I'm going to be using applied behavior analysis with a concentration on organizational behavior management to keep prisoners out of segregation.
Whoa.
Yes. How are you going to put all that on a business card?
We need you, Tori, because we don't know what that means. We need you out there doing that.
Yes.
That is awesome. Hey, good luck with your PhD.
Fantastic.
A single mom whooping butt right there.
I can't even spell PhD.
The way that just tripped off her tongue. It's like she said it a few times.
Yeah.
And she's going to say it a lot more in her lifetime.
So she's evaluating their mental state?
Yeah. To keep them out of segregation.
Keep them out of segregation.
Uh-huh.
So they're able to assimilate with the other prison population.
I guess so. Yeah, you got to...
I think you pretty much nailed it right there.
Prison is and jail is about rehabbing people, right? And that's part of it.
Right.
Wow. That's cool. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Man, what station do you work for?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you got a cool voice, Ron. You got me all like, hey.
Well, I am a DJ, but I really called just to give you guys a good feel-good moment.
What's up?
You guys love causes and such. Last night, our hospice team in Tupelo, Mississippi, rocked it out at Brawltoberfest, and we had the big fight against cancer.
Yeah.
And we raised the most money as a team, and we also had the best live model and the judge's choice as well.
Good for you.
Ooh, how much money did you guys raise?
We raised over $800 just in one hour, a little over an hour.
Wow.
So pretty fantastic for that. And our entire group that showed up last night for the North Mississippi Board of Realtors, we actually raised over $5,000 collectively in just very, very short time.
Look at you, Ron. You guys are doing a good thing for breast cancer.
October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes. Yes.
Got to get that mammogram on the books.
And not just the ladies, also the men. Got to get out there.
Well, you don't think you just have to pay attention. I don't think men go in for regular mammograms.
No, but you got if you feel something
about your body.
You got,
yeah.
Definitely get in it. Get it checked out. Go to Callie. Hi, Callie.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're doing great. You have a feel good Friday for us?
Yes. Okay, my cookies coming from Chicago, and we're going to a pumpkin patch. My sister's first pumpkin patch.
Aw, is Cookie your grandma?
Yes.
Aw, I love that name for a grandmama.
That's going to be fun.
I love that she said my cookie's coming from Chicago. How old is your sister, Callie?
7 months.
Seven months. And how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
Okay, so you're a good big sister. Well, you take care of your little sibling and have fun with Cookie, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Callie.
Give Cookie a little nibble for us.
Nibbling grandma.
You know, it's so hard. You know how hard it is to think of a good grandma name?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just grandmama, granddaddy, whatever, but people want those cutesy names. Yeah. My friend's being called Lala.
Oh.
That's what she's going with. But I like Cookie. I haven't heard Cookie.
My kids are calling my mom Lita. Because,
Abuelita.
Abuelita. Yeah. And my wife's mom took Grandma.
And there's Yaya, because Yaya. I know that's, is Yaya?
Yaya.
What is Yaya?
Yaya?
Is that Russian or Jewish?
I'm not sure.
Yaya.
There's Gigi.
Oh, yeah, Gigi. There's Mama. Mama.
Mama.
Mimi.
Nima.
Big Mama.
Mama.
And a Big Mama.
I wonder what I'm going to be called when I become a grandpa.
Wait, I know. I want to think about what my mom's going to be called. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You have to ask her what she wants. Right?
Yeah.
I had a mother prize.
You want to like it.
I had mother prize, which I like that. I thought that was so classy.
And if you have siblings, consult with your siblings. Just because you're the oldest doesn't mean you get to name the grandparents.
Trey, are you speaking of it from experience
yes.
here?
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
Well, my father is now grandpa. And
oh, I see.
I didn't get consulted. I wanted to go with something creative.
Like what? Because your sister had kids?
Sweet Daddy Rich? I don't know.
Sweet Daddy. Sweet Daddy.
I had
Daddy Boy. Daddy Boy and Mother Price. Right. Daddy Boy and Mother Price.
That's cool. Probably how that goes, though, right? Whoever's the first to have the kids.
Unfortunately.
Oh, so, yeah. And sometimes a kid will mispronounce, like Brooke, our oldest, she couldn't say grandma. She said grandma. Aww. So now all the kids call her grandma.
Grandma.
That's bad. There's never another grand, but she's grandma.
That is adorable.
It is.
It is adorable, isn't it?
Grandma.
Grandma.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, your feel good is the best feel good of them all. What is it?
Oh, I have a good feel good. So I'm the mother of a beautiful 8-year-old named Josephine. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm feeling good because she's going to sleep over tonight.
Is it her first sleepover?
Yeah, it's not her first, but it's the fact that she's going.
Mommy gets a night off.
Yeah, Brandy gets the house to herself just like that. Hey, Brandy, enjoy it. And Josephine, you have fun at your sleepover. Thank you, everyone who called in with your Feel Good Fridays. Yep. Skylar, I see you with your soccer game.
All right.
Ooh, hold on. Skylar.
Yaya is Greek, by the way. Someone just said on the... You can text us during the show.
We love
see
it.
That
and I realize Yaya's everyone... Greek. They're going to call her Candy. My mom's name's Candy.
Of course.
They're going to stick with Candy.
Grandmama Candy.
Probably so.
Skylar, who are you playing against in your soccer game, Skylar?
The New Orleans Jesters.
And that's your old team, huh?
Yeah.
You get them.
They're going to regret letting you go, Skylar. You get out there and win, okay?
Dominate.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Dominate, girl.
Thank you for calling us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Dressing naughty to go trick-or-treating. Come to a bar so I can be seen. Beat the bag. Extreme. Beat the bag. Creepy. Yeah. What?
You want naughty people to show up to you?
Yeah, no, naughty.
Come to you.
Naughty dressed. Not naughty people. Naughty dressed people. Naughtily. Is it naughtily? Would that be the adverb there?
Naughtily.
Naughtily, naughtily dressed.
Are you dressed naughtily?
Scantily.
Yes, scantily clad.
Anybody, nastily.
Anybody going to be naughty something this Halloween? Anybody?
Yeah, yep, just me.
Not
just,
me.
Just Big Al. And are you going to be naughty something?
No, that'd be so weird.
Yeah, I don't think your boyfriend wants you to be naughty if he's not around.
Yeah.
He wants to be naughty if he's not.
Ryan's one of, her boyfriend's one of those guys that just goes with it.
Yeah, he's
chill. She wants to be naughty, he's like, whatever, babe.
Yeah. he's chill.
Whatever.
Is he going to be a little naughty?
No.
No?
I find it sexy, but it's not meant to be naughty.
Okay.
Second, you can be sexy without being naughty.
Right. Yeah, it's not naughty. It's, but it is sexy, right, in my opinion.
Not the naughty nun?
No.
No.
I feel weird when people dress like naughty nuns. Like, that's the...
You just didn't go.
Yeah.
Didn't go,
you know, that's just weird. Renisa, how are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Did I get through?
Yes.
Ma'am, you sure did. What do you got going on right now?
Oh my gosh, I'm just sitting in the parking lot with my dog. Oh my gosh, my heart's racing.
And what's that job? What do you do?
I'm a clinical research manager for a plastic surgeon.
Whoa.
Interesting jobs today.
What's the number one surgery he's good at?
Rhinoplasty.
Oh, the nose.
Oh, operating on rhinoceros.
Yeah, I got to get that horn looking right out.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. I got you. All right. Well, Renisa, let's see if we can win some money. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Lizard.
Password accepted.
Lizard. That is your password.
Good one.
Now, you have a bunch of the vaults that we have not used right in front of you. I'm sure you can see them. They're nice and clean and everything. Which one would you like?
Number 48.
Vault number 48.
Okay.
Pull that one out. It's Renisa's vault. She's about to step into it. And while she's stepping in there, here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play.
Renisa, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts hollered at you by our banker in that vault. You need to just say stop when you hear the dollar amount that you're comfortable with and you don't think it's going to go much further. It could go into the, well, it will go into the hundreds. It could go into the thousands, like 1,000, 2,000, or maybe even 5,000, as it did an hour ago. You just need to say stop, even if you do hear the word thousand, because it will not prevent it from, the door from closing unless you say stop. I didn't say that well at all.
Basically, say stop when it's gone as high as it's going to go. And when they say thousand, say stop. It won't go any higher. No matter what it is. Thousand, 2,000, or 5,000. Say stop.
Much more eloquently than I.
All right, Renisa. You know the rules. You want to pull out as much money as you can. Let's see how much money vault number 48 has. Let's play Beat the Bank Extreme.
$120. $170. 210. 250. 310. 390. 500.
Wow, well, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
That one got me too, Renisa.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just so excited to have been able to get in. I've listened to y'all forever.
Thank you.
I'm just so excited to talk to y'all. Jenna, I absolutely love you. I follow you on Instagram. You're beautiful.
Oh, I love
and
you.
Kelly,
that's so kind.
I absolutely love you.
Thank you.
I love all of you too, JC. You're hilarious. Big Al, I hope that you find the love of your life.
Well, thank you.
I thought she was going to do it. Let's be nice, guys.
Big Al.
Big Al.
Bye.
Hey. Renisa, we love you too. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully we get to talk to you again soon, okay? You have a wonderful day at work.
Thank you so much.
You'll
have a good day.
Bye, Renisa. Oh, man, another chance to play next week, Kid Nation. $5,000 vault still to be had.
Yep.
$2,000 vault still out there. $1,000 vault, plenty of money. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we play.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. The Nationals taking on the Astros. They got the lead right now. There's also going to be some football this weekend. If you want to check it out, Sunday Night Football's got Kansas City and the Green Bay Packers. They got the night game. If you want to check that out. No word if Patrick Mahomes, future Hall of Famer, is going to be playing. But if you want to...
Working out there, right?
What's that?
He's been working out.
He's been working out. Yeah, he's been practicing. And there's some new music that came out today.
Yeah.
We got some new music Friday for you.
All right.
Including new music from our boy... Louis Tomlinson. Now, we've been waiting for his solo album for a while, and it's finally about, I don't know exactly when it's dropping, but it's dropping soon. And he is going to be calling the show on Monday. That's you can right. hear that at 7 Central. So here's his new song. It's called We Made It.
Cause we made it, underestimated, and always underrated. Now we're saying goodbye, waving to the hard times, knew that we would be. From the first time that you were your doorstep, remember how we tasted looking into your eyes.
I'm getting that. Earlier you said, Kelly, that it got some, it has some Oasis vibes, and I also get a little country music vibe, like a little country pop vibe from
okay.
it.
All right.
But I like it. Louis Tomlinson, We Made It. Kesha is back with some new music. She put a new one out with Big Freedia, and it's called Raising Hell.
Hallelujah, I feel you.
We forget how good she is. Yep. Kesha is awesome.
She's awesome. Yeah.
She's an incredible writer, and her voice is up there too.
Strong.
There you go. So Lizzo, she has this. It's been out for a little while, but it's a new version of her song "Good as Hell," and this time she got Ariana Grande on the remix.
All the big fights, long nights that you've been through.
With new music, Kesha, Lizzo, new one. Well, not new, but remix.
Yep.
Good as Hell. If you want to check that out, we'll post them up at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.